the Desert Kingdom's holy and unholy places. Back in the 1930s, the King of Saudi Arabia declared that his nation would take as its identity Defender of the Holy Places of Islam. More than a half century later, just who is defending exactly what in the kingdom is not entirely clear. Saudi Arabia has grown up with all kinds of internal enemies, determined to rip the royal family from power, take over the kingdom's oil wealth, and execute their own plans for Mecca and the holy places. Saudi Arabia says it has arrested more than 100 Al-Qaeda suspects. Peace in our time? Don't bet on it. It's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, March 25th. This morning, the royals versus the terrorists. A look inside the Desert Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
And perhaps a little bit of chest beating with the Saudis seem to be claiming that they're pretty darn good at this terrorist fighting.
We'll find out.
Let's get a check on the morning news. Call it a small win for Republicans. Late last night, they forced the health care reconciliation package back to the House for another vote. After a flood of amendments, they found two minor provisions that involve Pell Grants that violated Congress's budget rules. Democrats say the provisions will be removed, and they hope to vote on the bill today. Meanwhile, President Obama heads to Iowa for the first of many appearances that he'll make around the country to build public support for health care reform. This comes as threats are being made against some House Democrats. At least 10 congressmen who voted for health care reform are now under police protection. Here's part of one of the many phone messages left for Congressman Bart Stupak.
You and your family are scum. You ought to fill your pockets with lead and jump into Potomac, punk. That's what you are, Stupak. You're a piece of crap.
Windows at four Democratic offices in New York, Arizona, and Kansas have also been shattered. The FBI is investigating.
Free speech is a beautiful thing, don't you think?
Isn't it?
Social Security may be the latest casualty of the recession. A report by the Congressional Budget Office says the system will pay out more in benefits than it receives in taxes this year. That threshold was not expected to be crossed for another 6 years. The U.S. and Russia have reportedly made a breakthrough in negotiations and are now expected to sign a nuclear arms treaty next month.
We are making strong progress toward getting an agreement. We are, I think, very close.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the treaty will slash the nuclear arsenals to their lowest levels in 50 years. Now, the story we referred to at the top of the hour, Saudi Arabia says it's arrested more than 100 militants linked to Al-Qaeda over the last 5 months. Many of those crossed into the country from Yemen. For more on that, we're joined by Pulitzer Prize-winning Middle East correspondent Carol Murphy, who's a reporter with Global Post. Carol, does the Saudi Arabian government want to project its seriousness about fighting terrorism inside the kingdom, and does this accomplish that?
Well, they see the terrorist networks here as a threat to themselves, so they are serious about fighting them. And in the past 7 years, they've really broken the back of the old Al-Qaeda network that was setting off bombs in their cities. But now, as these recent arrests have shown, they're worried about the Al-Qaeda network based in neighboring Yemen.
All right, more from Carol Murphy in Riyadh in just a moment.
More bad news for the Catholic Church. Our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that Milwaukee's Roman Catholic Archbishop warned top Vatican officials, including the future Pope Benedict, about a priest who may have molested as many as 200 boys. The priest, though, was not defrocked. This comes as Pope Benedict is facing other accusations that he and other direct subordinates often did not discipline priests involved in sexual abuse when he served as an archbishop in Germany. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow will start at 10,836. The S&P at 1,167. And the Nasdaq opens at 2,398.
Boom.
You did not surprise me. Somehow I knew that was coming. But we will be talking about surprises in terms of technology later this
hour. Technology
gets
rid of surprises in our culture and our discourse. Also, with the passage of health care reform, President Obama may have earned a new label, reformer. What's your label for our commander-in-chief? We've heard a lot of them over the last 14 months. Tell us at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Coming up, the vulnerability and strengths of the Desert Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.